For the message is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Faithfulness in His Majesty's service. How we thank the Lord for His good hand upon the Far Eastern Bible College over the last 50 years. And our God is the sovereign God. He is a faithful God. He keeps His promises. He never forsakes His own. And He has been with His school of prophets all these years. Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 verse 2, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. And since God is so faithful to us, we must always, always be faithful to Him. And this verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2 is used by many a Bible college as their theme verse. Faithfulness is vital for effectiveness and success in the Christian ministry. Many Bible colleges began well, but it's very sad that many of them, after one or two generations, they backslide and fall away. God forbid that this should happen to the Far Eastern Bible College. How to prevent FEBC from following the same downward spiral? I believe faithfulness is the key watchword for FEBC to survive, and not just to survive, but also to succeed. We need these three things. Firstly, we need faithful words. And the faithful words are none other than the words of God. The words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Scriptures. The Apostle Paul here says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. The Apostle Paul tells Timothy to commit the things he has learned from him to others. Now, what are these things? Comparing Scripture with Scripture, we see that these things are the words of Holy Scripture, and also the life and good example of the Apostle Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, we read, Paul tells Timothy, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And the sound words must surely be the words of the gospel, the words of Holy Scripture. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10, we read, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. So the doctrine of the apostles of Jesus Christ, written down in the New Testament, how we need them, how we must be faithful to these sound words. And then in 2 Timothy 3:14, Paul tells Timothy, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. The Far Eastern Bible College has a very, very high view of the Holy Scriptures. Our founding principal, the late Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh, chose two watchwords for the Bible College when it was first started. And these two watchwords are Philippians 2:16, which says, holding forth the word of life. And the second is from Titus chapter 1, verse 9, holding fast the faithful word. These are the two watchwords of FEBC, holding forth the word of life and holding fast the faithful word. Why? It is only the word of life that can give life. That's why. It is not our good thoughts, our good heart, our intelligence or eloquence, not our own philosophy or psychology, not our human reasoning and methods that will change lives for eternity. Only the words of everlasting life can do that. Only the good news of Jesus Christ can do that. How we must hold forth the word of life and hold fast the faithful word all the time. May we never, never forget these two watchwords of the college. How we thank God that we have the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his written word, which are the Holy Scriptures. Do we have them today? Surely we do. The living word, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and rose from the dead, is now in heaven. And he is ever present with us. He promised, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age. The Lord Jesus will keep his promise. How about his words? We have them today as well. All of them. The written word, which was breathed out by God, by divine inspiration in the very beginning. And then our Lord God himself, who is all-powerful, has supernaturally preserved all his inspired words down through the ages till today. And we have every jot and tittle of his words to live by according to his promise. By faith we believe. And if we want to please God, we want to be faithful to him, we must have faith in the promises of God, in the words of God, in this all-powerful God that we have. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faithfulness, faith and faithfulness, they are so important for you and for me. And we have a faithful God who is true to his promises. And as such, then let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It is important that faithful words that we have in our hands today are to be handled by faithful teachers. So the next thing we need to have, besides faithful words, are faithful teachers. The Apostle Paul was a faithful teacher, and he committed faithful words to faithful Timothy, his son in the faith. Both Paul and Timothy were faithful teachers of the Word of God. How we need such faithful teachers today. And Timothy was well trained by the Apostle Paul. And he was also well tested in ministry. And he was found to be worthy to be ordained as a minister of the gospel. So Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, if thou put the brethren, in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. And then in verse 11, these things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which are given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. We thank the Lord for the late Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh, our founding principal, who taught us good and sound and God-honoring theology. He taught us the Reformed faith. And the Reformed faith is true to the Word of God. The Reformed faith is true to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, based on Scripture alone, and to the glory of God alone. We in FVBC must continue to preach and to teach this. And the Reformed faith also rightly emphasizes the sovereignty of God and the faithfulness of God. And these doctrines of grace and of faith, of God's sovereignty and faithfulness, are well and soundly expressed and discussed in the Westminster Standards of 1648. And we also learn the premillennial faith from the Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh, which emphasizes and teaches us the imminency of the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And from the signs of the times, especially with so much falsehoods today, false Christ and false prophets, we can see the Lord Jesus Christ must come back very soon. Are we ready? Are we faithful? Thank God we have directors and lecturers here that are of the same mind and spirit with our founding, as our founding principal, the Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh. And FEBC has a most united faculty and board who are committed to the forever infallible inerrant words of God, who are committed to the Dean Bergen oath and take it without reservations. Yes, we have faithful teachers by God's grace. But we also need faithful students. We have faithful words according to God's promise. We have faithful teachers by God's good providence. But we need faithful students. Paul tells Timothy here, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. FEBC does not wish to have many students. We don't want to have many students just for the sake of having many students just to look good. We are more desirous in having good and faithful students. That's what we constantly pray for. good and faithful students who are truly called by God, who are sincere to serve the Lord humbly and unconditionally. And all students and graduates of the Far Eastern Bible College need to be tried and tested during their time in FEBC and also after they complete their studies in FEBC. All of us must be tried and tested before we can be useful for the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be tried and tested before we can be ordained and as ministers of the gospel. And that was why Paul warned Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. It is important that teachers make sure that they take in students and ordain graduates who have proven themselves to be faithful in ministry. We must have the highest standards for our ministers of the gospel. That is why we do not ordain our graduates on the spot. Certain schools do that, but we don't. You not only get your degree, but you are also ordained when you graduate on the spot. We don't do that. All our graduates must prove themselves out there in the field. Will they be faithful? Or will they be failures? Time will tell. Many a minister of the gospel have fallen because of sin. The temptation to sin is very great, and the tempter is always out there using all kinds of ways and means to tempt us to fall, to become useless for God. How we must be wary. How we must always be vigilant, be on our guard. How does the tempter tempt us? Well, the main temptations are these: money, sex, and pride. Graduates, don't ever preach for money. Don't ever fall in the sin of pornography and adultery. Don't ever seek the power, popularity, and fame of the world. They will destroy your ministry. And they will bring shame to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm sure we do not want to do that. And so we must determine in our hearts to live godly and true to our Master and our Savior. Paul was faithful, for he sought to please God and not men. Paul says in Galatians 1:10, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." If we are to be faithful servants, then we must be prepared to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus himself in Revelation chapter 2 verse 10 tells us, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Graduates, you have the faithful words of God, taught to you by faithful teachers. And may you continue to be faithful students of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even when you leave this college, don't stop being a student of Jesus Christ. Don't stop being a student of the Lord. We must never stop studying God's forever infallible and inerrant words. And I'm particularly encouraged by church members, lay people, many of them coming to study God's Word in our night classes. And we see so many of them graduating tonight. They will be awarded their certificates. And they have accomplished much. Many of them have taken 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, semester after semester, year after year, studying God's Word systematically. They have persevered, and now they have earned the credits needed for the certificate. That is a good testimony. But the certificate is not the point. The point is, you have experienced this. When you study God's Word, you find yourself being changed by the Word of God. And you become useful in the church. For instance, to teach in Sunday school. How the Lord can use you. And for those who are commencing full-time service in their respective churches and countries, may the Lord mold and make you to be faithful ministers and servants in the days to come. And my prayer for you is that at the end of the day, you might hear the Savior's commendation in Matthew 25 and verse 21. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Faithfulness. Faith and faithfulness. How we need them today. We have a faithful God. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As our King, He is sovereign. And as our Lord, He is faithful. So let us keep on believing in Him, trusting in Him, serving Him, loving Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength until the day He returns. Amen. Now the faculty and board will take the Dean Bergen oath. Please come on stage, faculty and board, and we'll take the oath together before God's congregation and before God Himself. The Dean Bergen oath is found at the back of the bulletin.